Did you know you can opt out of winter? With Vrbo, save up to $1,500 for booking a month-long stay. When thousands of sunny homes are waiting for you, why subject yourself to the cold? Put the snow shovel down, put the parka back in the closet, and don't you dare scrape another windshield. Slip into some flip-flops, consider a sunless tan, and use the monthly stays filter to save up to $1,500. Book your warm getaway at Vrbo.com.
Hey everyone, Dylan Brooks here, and welcome back to Clarity First. You know that feeling when you're trying to nail something, like a presentation or even just making a perfect cup of coffee, and it all goes sideways. And then you get caught in the spiral of shame like, oh my god, I messed up, I'm not good enough. Yeah, we've all been there. But what if I told you that embracing imperfection could actually be the key to unlocking a whole new level of clarity and focus? Sound crazy? Stick with me, because today, we're diving into the powerful world of Stoicism and how it can help us ditch the shame game and find true peace. Here's the thing. Perfection is an illusion, folks. It doesn't exist in the real world. Even those people who seem to have it all together, trust me, they're just really good at hiding their messes. We all stumble, we all make mistakes. That's part of being human. But here's where Stoicism comes in. Stoicism is basically this ancient philosophy that emphasizes living a virtuous life, focusing on what you can control, and accepting what you can't. Think of it as your personal roadmap to navigating the ups and downs of life with grace and resilience. And guess what? It's got some seriously powerful tools for dealing with shame. First up, recognize that shame is often a self-imposed trap. You know, those negative thoughts swirling around in your head telling you that you're not good enough. Those aren't facts, they are opinions, usually pretty harsh ones from your own inner critic. Stoicism teaches us to challenge these thoughts and ask ourselves, is this really true? Is it helpful? Often, the answer is a resounding no. Second, remember that mistakes are opportunities for growth. Ever heard the saying, fail fast, learn faster? It's not about dwelling on the mistake, it's about learning from it and moving forward. Stoicism encourages us to view challenges as stepping stones on our path to becoming better versions of ourselves. Third, practice self-compassion. Seriously, treat yourself with the same kindness and understanding that you would offer a good friend. We're all human, we all make mistakes. Don't beat yourself up over it. Instead, acknowledge it, learn from it, and move on. Fourth, focus on what you can control. You can't control everything in life, but you can control your reactions to things. Stoicism emphasizes the importance of focusing our energy on what we can influence, our thoughts, actions, and choices, and letting go of what we can't. And finally, remember that true happiness comes from living a virtuous life. Stoicism isn't about suppressing emotions or becoming some emotionless robot, it's about cultivating wisdom, justice, courage, and temperance. When we live in alignment with these values, we create a foundation for genuine happiness and fulfillment. Now, let me paint you a picture. Imagine this. You're giving a presentation at work and suddenly, your laptop crashes. Your heart races and that familiar feeling of shame starts to creep in. But wait. Remember what we talked about today. Acknowledge the situation, take a deep breath, and think, okay, this is unexpected, but it's not a reflection of my worth as an employee. Maybe you can improvise with a whiteboard, or maybe this even becomes a funny anecdote that breaks the ice. You see, by embracing imperfection and letting go of shame, you can actually turn a potentially disastrous moment into an opportunity to shine. So there you have it, some practical Stoic wisdom for navigating those moments when shame tries to creep in and steal your focus. Remember, everyone messes up. It's part of being human. What matters is how we respond to those moments. By embracing imperfection, practicing self-compassion, and focusing on what we can control, we can cultivate a sense of inner peace and clarity that allows us to truly thrive. Ready to put these tips into action? Share your thoughts in the comments below. What's one way you plan to embrace imperfection this week? And if you found this episode helpful, don't forget to subscribe and leave a review. Until next time, keep striving for clarity because life is too short to be bogged down by shame. See ya.
This podcast is powered by AI to bring you daily affirmations and positive vibes. If you're enjoying it, please rate and review to support the show.